Kia ora, Caulfield Smith ho, Ngā mai ki te whare. Welcome to the House. As the week begins in Parliament, I spoke with the Minister who writes the agenda, the Leader of the House, Chris Hipkins, about the main focus in both Parliament and committees this week.
Yeah, the most important thing for the government at the moment is getting the budget through all of its remaining stages. We've got the debate, the actual budget debate, still taking place in the House, and that will finish up next week. But we've also got ministers at select committees explaining their estimates and their portfolio areas to the select committee and being open to scrutiny around the government's spending decisions in each area.
So that's actually two parts of the budget process going on at the same time.
That's right. So you've effectively got the select committee scrutiny going on while there's still debate in the House around the budget itself.
Now, I saw you in select committee last week. Tell me how that feels to be there being grilled by your colleagues.
Well, look, I've been on both sides of the estimates hearings at select committee, and I think there is a certain amount of theatre about them. It's probably one of the more formal things that a select committee does. It's an area where the rules are adhered to a little more strictly than they might be in other select committee processes, where there is a bit more of a formal allocation of time by the chairs of the committees, and where there's perhaps a little bit less informality, a bit less compromise. There's a lot more media scrutiny, a lot more journalists will be present at select committee hearings. So, you know, from an opposition perspective, I guess their goal is to try and find a news angle that might excite the news media. And from a government perspective, I guess it's about communicating what's in the budget and trying to explain that as easily as possible.
So when you were a member of the opposition going to one of these, you will have gone very, very closely, I suppose, through the estimates, through the budget for the education area, looking for the sorts of things that you might be able to use as a hook around which to get questions. Is that right?
So the estimates process isn't just about scrutinising the estimates documents. It's also an opportunity for select committees to submit a number of written questions to ministers and to departments to get answers in more detail about the estimates. And so, you can look at, for example, for historical comparison. So, you know, you might be spending X on Y. How does that compare with what was being spent 3 or 4 years ago? And what's the future projection for that expenditure? And you can request a lot more detailed information, and often the committees will have those written answers before the hearings take place, so they can then really test the veracity of the information that's supplied.
They can test you against actually what they've already received from the department, I suppose.
That's right, and I guess that's where a bit of the theatre comes in. Sometimes what they're looking for is a juicy quote or a line that they can follow through with. They might already know the answer to the question that they're asking. They're just trying to highlight something.
And I suppose inevitably with any budget, there are going to be weak points. There are going to be places where, because money's not infinite, the minister would have wanted more, and you sort of look for those so that you can point out where the minister didn't actually manage to get as much as might have been desired.
Yeah, one of the interesting lines of questioning I faced last week was, you know, what are the areas where you asked for money that you didn't get, or where you got less money than what you asked for? And of course, in a big portfolio like education, you're always going to ask for as much money as you can possibly get, and then through the budget process, you'll always be doing trade-offs and scaling things down, because, you know, education's a portfolio where you could spend any amount of money and never exhaust all of the need and all of the desire for additional funding. And so, in a portfolio like mine, of course there are going to be examples of where we've asked for more money than we were actually given. I don't see that there's anything wrong with that. What it shows is that, you know, we went through a good collective process to really scrutinise, well, what are the government's priorities? We can't do everything overnight. We can't put money into every possible area. So we do have to have a fairly robust, you know, prioritising process.
You've been listening to The House. It's a whakarongo koe ki te whare. This program is produced with funding from Parliament. Mā te wā.